This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Leftists create alarm over anything. As one of my friends tweeted, she said, I'm old enough to remember the politicians told us if paper bags were being blamed for the destruction of trees and plastic bags were the solution. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, everybody. TheKevinJacksonShow.com. Please share this show, podcast, download it, whatever you want to call it, with all of your friends because you know what? It's worth it. They're going to get enlightened as you get enlightened. And I know you're getting enlightened or you wouldn't be here because you're discerning people. You know what to do with your time and you spend it with me. Anyway, all these alarmist things that the left are preparing are not going to work. They're calling the coronavirus, get this, they're calling it Trump's Katrina. And here's what I read about it. The fear of coronavirus and its impact on global supply chains has led to significant spikes in sales of specific products, including hand sanitizer. You know what's funny? Melissa was telling me, she said, this whole thing reminds me of Bernie Sanders being in charge of America where you're paying, you know, $500 for two squirts of hand sanitizer and you're waiting in line for toilet paper. And I thought, what an astute observation. Wow. My producers even missed this. Come on. Wake up, boys. Anyway, they said this. According to most recent data from Nielsen provided to CNBC, Make It. CNBC Make It. I didn't even know that was a show. The total U.S. dollar sales of hand sanitizer increased 313.4% between February 22nd and the 29th. On March 5th, the 12-ounce Purell bottle, which typically sells for about $4.50, was selling for $50 a bottle on Amazon. Amazon has since pledged to crack down on price gouging and has suspended many sellers for overcharging. I mean, look, it's what the market will bear. Why are you cracking down? It's funny. We're going to crack down on hand. Let me tell you, hand sanitizer, get you some alcohol and just pour it out. Oh, Kevin, there's no alcohol. Okay. Look, aloe, there are a lot of natural disinfectants. Here's one. I know this will shock people. Soap. Soap will do it. For the most part. Boy. So they're going to crack down. I need to come up with a Trump-tizer. You know, guaranteed to stop the coronavirus. Trump-tizer. Oh, man. What happens when coronavirus is no longer in the news cycle? When it's not a big deal? When it fizzles? When it doesn't kill as many people as the Democrats are hoping and praying for? What happens? Stock prices go back up. The economy is booming again. Trump is winning. No October surprises for Trump with the coronavirus, which, by the way, the left, don't misunderstand me, people. You'll think I'm kidding you here, and or maybe you'll think that I'm over-exaggerating it, but there are leftists out there hoping that by October, many, many, many people in America have died over the coronavirus. They hope that they can take something that no president would be able to do very much on. And by the way, Barack Obama's record on pandemics is pretty poor. Trump at least stopped the Chinese from coming into America and said, let's hold it off. So compare us to Italy and Iran and places where apparently the Chinese have been going without any issue, and you'll get it. These are people who, you know, or countries, rather, where thousands and thousands of people are dying. In America, we've got dozens. There's not even a comparison. But they are wanting this to be an October surprise. But let me tell you, I'm going to warn you and the Democrats. I'm warning the Democrats right now. The October surprises that are going to come are not going to be anti-Trump. I'm going to, at some point in the program today, I'm going to play you a montage of Biden craziness. Maybe we'll just do a segment where we just let you hear the crazy of Joe Biden. And you'll get an idea of what he's going to face should he make it through the whole gauntlet of what he still has to face with Bernie Sanders. And ultimately, the press, because the press is going to have to treat this guy with kid gloves. We'll get into that in just a bit. So what are these October surprises? You think the coronavirus is still going to be there? Do you think Russian collusion will be a factor in it? Do you think, oh, no, it's Ukraine and impeachment and all these other things? Or where are those things gone? Well, let me tell you where they've gone. They've gone the way that they should have gone. Nobody cares. President Trump is, he's impervious. The Wuhan virus, which they're now saying is racist if you use that term to actually talk about this virus, which began in Wuhan. They're calling it COVID-19 because everywhere that I've been watching these news outlets, they're saying if you use the Wuhan virus, then it's a racist. But there were people calling it the Trump virus on the left, but that has no, you know, there's no implications of that. Donald Trump has nothing to do with this virus. He didn't start it. He didn't engineer it in a lab. He didn't ask people to bring it over. He didn't say, hey, Putin, will you send over a virus? But they call it the Trump virus. But if you call it the Wuhan virus, well, then you're a racist. There you go. It's a strange world out there that we live in, folks. But the October surprise will come. But it's going to come, unfortunately, for the Democrats on them. Because it's all of these things. Let me tell you what the first part of it will be. That there was no pandemic. That the United States coronavirus, you might as well add a lime to it and take a sip. Because it isn't going to kill as many people as we thought. Was I concerned? Yeah. You say, oh, there's this new virus that broke out at a Chinese biomedical facility. Oh, yeah. I'm concerned because I know there are no safeguards in China. I live there. There are no safeguards. If the Chinese government wants to work on some kind of crazy thing to kill a bunch of folks, they can do it. And maybe they did. But at the end of the day, it's all I said, and I'm not back down. I said, it's a strange way this virus came to be, and the timing is interesting. No harm, no foul. But am I panicked about it? No. One of my friends, I have to fly somewhere. They're like, are you going to fly or are you going to drive? Well, it's 1,000 miles. What do you think? I'm flying. I've been flying all across this country. By the way, I've had a little bug for the better part of... See, I'm coughing now. I've had a bug for a couple of months. Been to the doctor. You know, I got a hernia too, by the way. Anyway, I've been getting checked out. I'm okay. I'm cool. And I'm flying again. I'm not worried about it. If I get the Wuhan virus, then I'll just go home, I'll take a nap or two, drink some fluids, eat some chicken soup, and I'll be fine. But something's going to kill me one day, but it ain't going to be this. So anyway, we got a lot to talk about with it, with these different things. Trump's Katrina, right? Well, it's not Trump's Katrina. Great show for you today. Hi, Biden.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community.
So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check NHTSA.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Dr. Jill Stein, remember she ran as a third-party candidate in 2016? Here's what she tweeted. Biden's team won't let him do interviews. He made 2 short teleprompter speeches in Missouri this weekend, and both generated massive gaffes that went viral. You can't beat Trump by trying to hide to avoid the issue of Biden's cognitive decline. She did a hashtag. How is this not a massive red flag? Folks, this is an avowed leftist that is raising the flag on Joe Biden. Raising it. I mean, she's waving it. Look, check it out. Check it out. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com. Hope you tell a few friends about us. So, Joe Biden's speaking in Missouri. He gets heckled. I'm going to let you hear that real quick. He's on stage speaking to hundreds. It's hundreds of people. And when C-SPAN panned out, you could see, I mean, when they show it, it looks like, you know, he's speaking to this huge crowd. He's speaking to hundreds of people in Detroit. And I wish I could show you the picture. Here's what I can tell you. In a city of 700,000 people, high school gym that's not even partially filled, and Joe Biden can't even get, can't even get a coherent speech out. But here he is getting heckled, okay?
You know, I didn't, are you with Donald Trump? It's not a Trump rally. Let him go. Let him go. Let him go. The Bernie Bros are here. Let him go. Folks, let him go. That's okay. That's okay. That's okay. Let him go. Let him go. This is not a Trump rally.
Now what I want to do is I want to just play, I'm going to finish out this segment. I'm going to just show you how many things Joe Biden has done that, whether it's lies or just crazy stuff that he's done, I could do entire shows on this man. So I'm just going to play a few things that Biden has said over the years, and you discern for yourself.
And by the way, you know, I got hairy legs that turn blonde in the sun. And the kids used to come up and reach in the pool and rub my leg down so it was straight and then watch the hair come back up again. They look at it. So I learned about roaches. I learned about kids jumping on my lap. And I've loved kids jumping on my lap.
Hispanic or Asian Pacific Islanders as well, and they in fact have done very, very well. In many cases, more American than most Americans are because they have done well in school. They believe the basic principles that we all share. I think they should be in fact fine put on a path to citizens.
If you were ever handed a piece of intelligence that said you can stop an imminent attack on Americans, but you have to use an airstrike to take out a terror leader, would you pull the trigger?
Well, we did. The guy's name was Osama bin Laden.
And didn't you tell President Obama not to go after bin Laden?
I didn't.
The president, he went around the table with all the senior people, including the chiefs of staff, and he said, I have to make this decision. What is your opinion? Mr. President, my suggestion is don't go.
During the run-up to the passage of Obamacare, President Obama promised my father that if he likes his plan, he can keep his plan, and that his insurance will be cheaper. After passage, his plan was no longer allowed, and his insurance costs doubled. Since you supported the plan, were you lying to my dad, or did you not understand the bill you supported?
A lying dog-faced pony soldier. No, look. There's two ways people know when something is important. One, when it's so clear when it's passed that everybody understands it, and no one did understand Obamacare, including the way it was rolled out, and the gentleman's right. He said you could keep your doctor if you wanted to, and you couldn't keep your doctor if you wanted to necessarily. He's dead right about that.
Look at what they value, and look at their budget, and what they're proposing. Romney wants to he said in the first 100 days, he's going to let the big banks once again write their own rules. Unchain Wall Street. They're going to put you all back in chains.
Was I wrong a few weeks ago to somehow give the impression to people that I was praising those men who I successfully opposed time and again? Yes, I was. I regret it. And I'm sorry for any of the pain or misconception they may have caused anybody.
But I don't think anything has assaulted the system and the fundamental makeup of this country as much as this Watergate thing has. And the only analogy I can really think of is a football analogy. And I apologize to you women in the audience for not being able to think of a more appropriate analogy, but they told me here they didn't want you here anyway. I didn't expect any women to be here.
I went over, I guess, the 12th, 13th time to Kyiv, and I was supposed to announce that there was another $1 billion loan guarantee. and I had gotten a commitment from Poroshenko and from Yatsenyuk that they would take action against the state prosecutor, and they didn't. So they said they were walking out to press conference. I said, I'm not going to. We're not going to give you $1 billion. They said, you have no authority. You're not the president. The president said. I said, call him. I said, I'm telling you, you're not getting $1 billion. I said, you're not getting $1 billion. I'm going to be leaving here. I think it was, 6 hours. I looked, I said, I'm leaving in 6 hours. If the prosecutor's not fired, you're not getting the money. Oh, son of a bitch. Got fired.
All this stuff about how different Barack Obama is. They're just not used to somebody really smart. They're just not used to somebody who's really well-educated. They just don't know quite how to handle it. Because if he's as smart as Barack is, he mustn't be from my neighborhood.
Let's just stop it there. Yeah, I'm not kidding you guys when I say we could go an hour, 2 hours. 2 hours, right? At least. I mean, these are 1 minute, 20 second, 12 second, whatever. Just, there are mixes of bloopers. There are things about Biden that, I mean, going back decades. And you know what? It's all escalating. It's escalating. It's getting worse. Biden is, I mean, I don't know what the word, what's the technical term when a guy's a peeping Tom, then he goes to stealing panties, and then he finally decides he's going to, you know, break in and do a sexual assault or whatever. There's a thing they call it in medical or criminal terminology. I don't know what it is, but that's what's happening with Biden. He's escalating. It's getting far worse. And the Democrats know it. And people are starting to sound the alarm bells to it, but the Democrats are afraid. You know, what else do they have? Could have gone hours playing those clips, folks. It's insane. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Disgraced movie mogul Harvey Weinstein will spend 23 years in jail. A judge sentenced him this morning after he was found guilty for raping and committing a criminal sex act on two women. His attorney, Donna Rotunno, is not happy with the length of the sentence.
That number did not speak to evidence, nor did it speak to justice. I am
overcome with anger at that number. I think that number is a cowardly number to give.
Testifying on Capitol Hill, NIH Chief Anthony Fauci says the worst is yet to come regarding the coronavirus. During a House hearing, Dr. Fauci says he would not try to predict the extent or duration of the crisis. The turbulence on Wall Street continues as the Dow has been down by more than 1,100 points at times, erasing almost all of Tuesday's gains. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Democrats can hide Biden for a little while, but they can't hide him forever. I said in a previous show, a previous broadcast of the Kevin Jackson Show.com, I said, Joe Biden's worst thing that could happen is he become the front runner again because it requires media scrutiny. When Joe Biden had slipped into obscurity, which of course isn't good if you want to be president, then the media just sort of, they barely covered him. It was like, well, whatever, he's gaff prone, he's this, let's go to where the money is. So they went over to Buttigieg and Warren and others and Bloomberg for a bit, all through. I mean, everybody adjusting. Keep in mind, folks, this is the vice president under the supposed best president ever, baby black Jesus, according to leftists. And he's just drop, 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 to the point of obscurity, where even when he made gaffes, they didn't say anything. It was like, well, whatever, he doesn't have a chance. Because Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren, it was going to be one of those other people. Not anymore. Now they got to cover him. And according to Dr. Jill Stein, she recognizes his dementia. Look, folks, if you think we're the only ones recognizing Biden's dementia, and we're just trying to make it our coronavirus, well, guess what? That's not the case. We know what's going on. Joe Biden is suffering from dementia, and the Democrats know it too. And they want to hide him. They've got to hide him. I don't know if this is a fact, but I heard that Klobuchar may be his vice presidential pick. Really? Okay, let's just say for the sake of discussion, let's play a few games here. Donald Trump picks Mike Pence. Did it help? Some may say it did. I guess it did in a way. Pence certainly is a very tempered individual. You know, he doesn't get much press. And I'll be honest with you, I don't see Pence as a president. I see him as a vice president. I don't see him as a president. I would go with Nikki Haley or many others, but I don't see Pence as a president. But who could Joe Biden pick? He can't pick Elizabeth Warren. She's a screech. He can't pick Buttigieg. You know, he's hosting Jimmy Kimmel, I heard. I don't know whether that's true or not, but supposedly he's going to run on the, hey, I'm gay, I'm queer, and I'm here tour, whatever he's going to do. Bloomberg, can't pick Bloomberg. Bloomberg wouldn't want to play second fiddle anyway. I mean, who's he going to pick that's going to really give him, that's going to elevate him? So they're saying the moderates will go at each other. It'll be Biden and Klobuchar. Now it'll be a woman, and everybody will be, oh, woo, we got our woman. And, of course, knowing that Joe's got dementia, she would be the first woman president. Now, Hillary Clinton's not going to like that. So there might be a little infighting there. But if it is Klobuchar, what does she bring? What is she brings Minnesota? I don't think they're going to win Minnesota. I don't. I think many things that are going to happen that are going to change the whole trajectory of Minnesota. Possibly even getting rid of Ilhan Omar. We're hearing AOC may get redistrict out because they're going to lose a seat in New York because they're losing so many people. And it got me thinking, if the Democrats played it straight, California would lose, I don't know, the bunch of seats in Congress because you can't count illegals. So would a lot of these so-called blue states would lose seats. They go to the other places. Believe it or not, even people running as Republicans in cities would probably win elections because the cheat would be off. It would completely change complexion of politics if we focused on the cheating, the fraud that goes on in this stuff. But here's I played a clip. In the previous segment we talked about Biden. I played a series of clips of Biden, just stupid stuff. I could have played an hour's worth or 2 hours worth, to be honest. I didn't even interrupt in between for context. I just let you hear Biden being Biden. And a host of different scenarios. But here's what I'll tell you. They can hide Biden. All the scenarios that I played over the decades, you're about to see Donald Trump compress those into one debate. One debate. Donald Trump is going to have Biden so twisted in a debate, it'll be the most watched debate in history when Donald Trump faces off with Joe Biden. They can hide him for a little while, but they can't hide him forever. And I'm going to tell you, when his media, and it's not just going to be the left's media, when the media starts covering Biden fully with people confronting him, and we played a clip earlier of him getting heckled, you're going to watch that man fold like a Hollywood stage chair. But I want to move on, because Preet Bharara called President Trump the greatest hoax ever perpetrated on America. And let me tell you what Preet Bharara, he was a former, like a AG, not AG, but he was a prosecutor in New York. And he hates Trump. Democrat, appointed by Obama, I believe. Hates Donald Trump. And he's, trying to say that Trump's the greatest hoax perpetrated on America. Let me tell you what Preet Bharara is saying. He's saying Barack Obama is the greatest hoax perpetrated on America. He's saying the Democrats are the greatest hoax perpetrated on America. Everything they stand for. He's telling you by way he's projecting into Trump what he knows of himself and his team. That's what he's doing. Consider all that President Trump has done. And then I want you to consider how scared leftists have to be to want you to believe that a man who's saying is make America great again, and he's done nothing but that, he's given away his money, he's lost $1 billion, doesn't take his salary, and every move he makes is pro-America. I want you to think how scared you have to be to make that statement by Preet Bharara. How much you got to draw attention away from the real problem? The real problem for Democrats are Democrats' choices. They chose Hillary Clinton, and now they're choosing Joe Biden by default, not because they want him, by default. And I want you to understand how bad that is, how bad it must feel. Yep, they're scared. And Bahara's not alone. Many leftists want to think, or think President Trump's ascension and his success is a hoax. They want, for them, it's a bad dream. It is a nightmare that President Trump did what he said he was going to do. He ran, he won, and then he was successful. That is a hoax. It cannot be believed. How could you possibly believe in this economy? How could you possibly believe in all these things? And let me just run a few things down for you, okay? Because they don't want to believe these results. When you hate America, what President Trump did in the eyes of the leftists is harmful. All of these great things that this man is doing are creating harm. How dare President Trump raised the income of the average American. How dare he do that? How dare he give a tax break to companies that allow them to self-regulate and raise the minimum wages without the government? How dare he do that? How dare those companies take that tax break and give their employees bonuses? How dare they do that? That man is unhinged. We, the government, are supposed to do that. We're supposed to be the ones taking care of people. When you hate capitalists, the people that actually do go out and earn money and put their butts on the line, then guess what? You hate when the president puts that power back into the hands of the capitalists. Government, big government people want government doling out money. And they dole it out little by little. That's what they want. How dare Donald Trump increase the median income of the average American family and, worse yet, close the income gap between the rich and the poor? And worse than that, make the income gap between blacks and whites the smallest it's been in decades. How dare that man do that? He's a racist. How can he possibly be doing these things? It's anti-American. How dare he get people good-paying jobs? How dare he embarrass Barack Obama by bringing back hundreds of thousands of manufacturing jobs when Barack Obama said it wasn't possible? The man is a hoax. He's a hoax. How dare he get employees mobility in their job? Here's a good word for the lefties. Choice in employment, where you're not locked into a job. You're not even locked into a career. You can leave a career and maybe even become an entrepreneur in one of those opportunity zones that President Trump created for black folks and poor folks. How dare he do these things? How dare Donald Trump raise that stock market? We got to find something that'll crush that stock market. I tell you what, let's do coronavirus and let's see if we can kill the market. Let's see if we can kill people's portfolios, because guess what? Donald Trump raised them. He's got people looking at buying camps, as Bernie Sanders would say, buying another house, maybe buying themselves a luxury car. How dare Donald Trump do these things? You think they're scared coming in this election?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa, don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the groom?
Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
The passengers, President Trump has said that he would prefer if none of the passengers aboard these cruises landed on U.S. soil. Did he mention any of that to you in your conversation?
Yeah, we had a private conversation, but he said we're going to do the right thing, and you have my support, all of our support, logistically and otherwise. So before he made those statements publicly, I had a private conversation with him around 4:30 West Coast time, and he said everything that I could have hoped for. And we had a very long conversation. And every single thing he said, they followed through on. So I'm just not interested in finding daylight on those statements, because every single thing his administration, and it starts at the top, including the vice president, has been consistent with the expectation that we repatriate these passengers and we do it in a way that does justice to the spirit that defines the best of our country and the state of California.
That was California Governor Gavin Newsom praising your president, Donald Trump, everybody. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. Yep, Gavin Newsom actually had good words to say about the prez, and I've got to be still my heart. Be still my heart. Did you hear what he said? He said the president did everything he said he was going to do. That's not the first time I've heard that. I heard that when Van Jones on criminal justice reform said, you want to know something I can tell you? When Jared Kushner and the president told me they were going to do something, they did it. The KevinJacksonShow.com is where you can find out more about me and this team. We are going to give you the truth. And look, people listen to this program, they send me notes, 844-551-8255, by the way, if you want to call us. You send me notes, you call me, and you say, you know, Kevin, you know, are you, how do you really feel about it? This is how I feel, people. I'm not trying to make you, ooh, we're going to win. Oh, you know, it's not pie in the sky. I'm giving, when I tell you something, I give you good evidence that you can go research for yourself. By the way, we're always right, but we're wrong too. I mean, in a sense, because these are my opinions, and my opinions are always right. Now, it doesn't mean that things can go awry. It's a chess game. Here's what I told you guys. Remember I told you, I said Joe Biden will not be the nominee. He shouldn't be. You know, I gave you all kinds of evidence that he shouldn't be. So if Joe Biden had had any kind of a real opponent, they would have put him away. But you know what happened? The Democrat Party interfered again and said, we don't want that guy. We don't want Bernie. They hoped somebody else would rise to the top. It didn't happen. But trust me, they didn't want Joe Biden. And here's the thing I'm telling you. Even though they may get Joe Biden, they don't have Joe Biden. I know that sounds weird, but what I'm getting at is he's a loser. If that's the person that they wanted, then I'll buy anybody a house if you tell me the Democrats from start to finish wanted Joe Biden. If anybody can prove that to me, I'm talking overwhelmingly. Joe Biden got over 50% anywhere. Then I'll tell you, I'll buy you a house. They didn't want him. It was a default candidate. When Bernie Sanders was crashing and burning, you know what the Democrats said? The Democrats went, whoo, that was close. It wouldn't have mattered who was in the slot. If Elizabeth Warren had made it, they would have been, whoo, we almost got Bernie. Wow, that was close. They can't stand that man. I want you to understand, they can't stand most of their candidates. If the truth be told, I don't think they can stand any of them. If you gave the Democrats a chance right now to bring back Barack Obama, let me tell you something. They won't do it. They don't want him. Oh, they'll fake it, but they don't want him. I was talking about some of the things that the Democrats can't stand about President Trump. You want to know why? Because he is a man of integrity. He does what he says he's going to do. And the Democrats are trying to figure out, you know, how do we get to this guy? I mean, he's raised the standard of living for everybody. Not only has he raised their standard of living today, he's giving them retirement. They even have money in the bank. These people are investing in things. They're taking vacations. They're putting money back into the economy. They're keeping this economy moving. They have made the American economy the number one economy in the world under any circumstances. Surpassing China. Where do you think China's economy is headed right now with coronavirus versus ours? Who is probably the only country who could be self-sufficient? Oh, Kevin, we need Garsonite and Enzonite and Tanzanian Nisonite now to make all this stuff. Trust me, we can make whatever we want. It may cost a little bit more, but we can make it right here in good old US of A. Near that Trump, boy. And he did more. Look, Trump rebuilds the military. How dare he do that? How dare he protect America better? How dare Donald Trump go after those radical terrorists, ISIS and Al-Qaeda and Al-Shabaab and Algebra and Jolson? How dare he do it? He's changed the trajectory of the American economy. It is the world economy. And then he protects it. How dare Donald Trump make our partners pay for their own protection? What did he do to NATO? Made them pay their bills. How could he do that? We were forcing the American people to protect all these folks. Why is he changing everything and ruining things with our partners? Yeah, finger quotes. How dare he renegotiate trade where America wins? How dare he do that USMCA and Mexico and Canada have to pay more and pony up and do stuff when American citizens were content to pay that, what, I don't know, a $70, $80 billion of trade deficit with those countries? And how dare he go over to the G7 and treat Europe the way he did and have Europe capitulating and saying, you know what, we're not going to sell arms to or things for nuclear power to Iran anymore. And we're not gonna take advantage of the United States the way we have. And how dare that Donald Trump go to Japan and South Korea and give back that $90 to $100 billion of trade? And how dare he attack the Chinese with their $375 billion in trade deficit to the United States? How dare he go back and get our money from them? It's going to be Armageddon if we get into a trade war with China. Do I sound a little snide about it? Well, I am. He must be stopped. The man puts America first in all things. How can we continue to let this happen? Said the Democrats. If you dissect folks, any of these things that the leftists are mad about, you know what you find? You find controversy on their part, skullduggery, shenanigans, things where they've been getting paid, where the Chinese have been paying them off, the Russians have been paying them off, whatever. The Ukrainians have been paying them off, the Europeans have been paying them off. All these fat cats are getting paid off to spend your money to let them come take advantage of you. Trump praises the police, vows to protect them, because you know what? A safe society is important. And you know what the Democrats do? They get mad at him. Trump had to threaten Chicago so the city would protect its black citizens. And you know what? Democrats are mad.
He can't just go into Chicago and do that kind of... Just send in the National Guard to Chicago. How dare he do it? That's not the way you deploy our National Guard to protect Negroes.
Trump has done more in race relations. Oh, here it comes, black man about to say some stuff here. Done more in race relations and reconciliation than Obama could do in 1,000 lifetimes. I said it. Donald Trump is better on race relations. You want to know why? Because he's not going to coddle blacks. He's not going to let the left determine, oh, he's a race. Did you see what he said in Charlottesville? Reasonable people on the other side or whatever, they want to demonize. This man's got a record in race relations that would make Barack Obama, I mean, Barack Obama would be the new MLK if he did a fraction of this. But Trump, oh, he's still a racist, man. Raise the standard of living for blacks by essentially producing the lowest unemployment for blacks since slavery, Jim Clyburn, and raising the standard of living. Closing that gap between blacks and whites. He reduced the welfare rolls by millions, most of which are black folks, now working. He brought dignity back to the black community in so many ways. Money to HBCUs for education, which I will tell you, I'm not exactly happy with because I don't like academia. I think that academia stinks. But Donald Trump's done more in all these situations. Champion the cause of women. No thanks from the left.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.